Daniel Harford and Michael Felgate leading an RSN 927 Super Morning thanks to the Tab.
And welcome back to Moonee Valley for this Super Morning. We're counting down to the barrier draw for the Cox Plate. It is all about Winx. We've been on Winx watch all morning. The crowd that was following her around, we have never seen the like of it out here at Moonee Valley. And we've been speaking to all the major players involved. We've just had a chat to trainer Chris Waller. Now we are lucky enough to have two of the part owners of Winx, Debbie Kapitas and Peter Tye, joining myself and Maddie Stewart. Debbie, welcome.
Thank you.
You're looking relaxed at this point in time. What's the next 3 or 4 days going to be like for you?
Slow nerve build-up.
A lot of hairdos.
Yeah, a lot of hairdos.
You are sporting the beautiful purple hair at the moment. So is that what we can expect on race day as well?
Definitely. No. I make sure the purple's right for race day. It's just a little bit of a quirk I have.
Well, I love Debbie's other superstition, and that is that you wear the same dress every time Winx runs. How long have you been wearing that same dress?
Well, since I think Preferment won the Derby, which was in 2015. Yeah, so that was the first outing.
This is nearly 3 years of constantly evolving fashion, but you've remained constant in that outfit despite... I remember when brown became the new black and all that sort of stuff, but Debbie's remained absolutely constant.
Superstition does that to you. Silly old lady with a lot of superstitions.
You two seem the perfect counterbalance to each other for me as owners. You're obviously very animated, Debbie, and we've seen that a lot of it through the TV screens in Sydney. And Peter is the most almost sleepily calm owner of a champion I think I've ever seen. Nothing seems to fluster Pete. Do you stress on the inside but not outwardly, Pete? Is that how it works?
Yeah, Matt, I'm probably busting on the inside, but mate, just happy to take it all in. It's such an enjoyable thing to be a part of, and you know, we can watch Chris Waller tear up and all that sort of thing. So, I mean, I'm a bit that way myself. I'm in the right situation. I'll end up like Chris, I think. But, it's certainly different for everybody, the way everybody reacts and does it. But we love it.
We're getting to the twilight of her career now. There's still a lot to come in the excitement of a possible overseas venture. But are you guys bracing yourselves for when the ride ends? I know it sounds like an awful thing to say in a way, but it's sort of... It's a snapshot in time, this career, isn't it? And it's getting towards the three quarter mark almost, isn't it? The career.
It is. I mean, there's no time limit on it. You know, hopefully we get to make or the horse gets to make that call that you know, we're not cut short through injury or anything like that. So while it just keeps trucking along, we'll just keep trucking along with it and. You know, keeping the story going and keeping it all alive.
I guess normality awaits is what I was suggesting. As Chris said yesterday, he said at the end, at least whenever that day comes, we return to some semblance of normality, because the rest of it's just crazy and it's a dream and a fantasy what you're going through, isn't it?
Oh, look, most definitely. Go for the ride. So you've got to enjoy every minute, because it does. There is a time it'll finish, and then we can sit back and reminisce and enjoy all those moments. And if you're enjoying them as they're happening, when you think back, that enjoyment just comes to you. I know from when I was watching other horses that I've been lucky enough to be a part of, and they've gone out, and you know, you want them to do good breeding careers or whatever, but when you've been there, there's a special place for every time you watch something so sensational as what she's doing now. So you just enjoy every minute.
And those minutes include the downtime. I remember talking to one of Black Caviar's owners at track work at Caulfield, and she said, you know what, the most blissful time is these times when there's no pressure or visiting her in the spelling paddock. Race day is a completely different experience altogether, and it's not necessarily all pleasurable on race day. There's a lot of emotions going on, Pete.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. You know, like it's they're good emotions because we get to share it with our family and our friends, and, you know, Debbie's got a... her family, we've got our family, and her other partner Richard, he's got a huge following, you know, and you know, he's not in the best of health, Richard, and he doesn't always get to the races, but you know, we all enjoy it in our own ways, but it's the common thread is the family, and it's also Chris Waller's family, it's Hugh Bowman's family, and there's a wider family, you know. Hugh's mum and dad, you know, travel around, and Chris's mum and dad come over from New Zealand, so you know, we're certainly all different but the same, all enjoying the same ride, and it's just a great thing to be part of.
It'd be lifelong friendships have been formed through Winks.
Oh, absolutely.
Definitely.
I mean, you know, like
definitely.
Before and after. I mean, yeah. It's not all about Winks.
We wouldn't have got to Winks without being friends.
Friends, yeah.
So, and that's
That's the common thread with racing. You know, yeah. Like it's something that, you know, you just, we went to a horse sale to buy a horse, you know, and luckily we've ended up with the best horse in, you know,
the world,
whatever. But
you
no.
can say it. You can say
it's that round thing we're living on, and she's the best one on it. The Black Caviar owners were all sort of friends who forged made a decision on a houseboat to take a share in a horse, and mainly as a reason for them to keep getting together as friends, you know, and just to sit in the dining room. And the horse was almost incidental until it became Black Caviar. Was there a pre-existing partnership with the Winks owners before Winks came along?
Pete and I had raced a couple of horses together before that. That we were at a sale in Karaka, and I didn't have enough money to buy a Lonro that I liked, and Pete offered to stump up. So we ended up starting with that horse, and we've raced a partnership on and off since then. And to get Winks as one of those, because Pete was racing with Richard, the other fellow. And
I think we needed him for the money too. So we asked him to come in, yeah.
There's always a little bit extra you need. So he joined us, and, you know, it's just a great thing. It's to have friendship before and to be able to do some, you know, have just a normal horse. And I have had a lot of normal horses. So to go along and enjoy them. But to have Winks is totally different. But you enjoy it the same way.
Chris Weller just before said he thinks about her 50 times a day. It's the last thought on his mind when he goes to bed. It's the first thought.
His wife Stephanie's not feeling too good about all this.
Is that the same for both of you?
Oh, no, look, we're not, well, me, you know, we're not living with her. I live in Brisbane, the horse is in Sydney, you know, Chris is there, his office basically sits above her, and, you know, you guys keep him busy. I think you fellas remind him every waking minute of every day that he's training the best horse in the world, and, you know, that keeps his emotions on top, and he's got such a big team of horses and owners and staff. You know, that I think his mind just ticks over 24 hours a day. You know, thank goodness we're lucky to have a bloke like him running the show. You
doing
know?
It all.
Yeah. Do you wonder about the mystery of Winks, about what's under the bonnet and why, and why she's so good and the others aren't? And Debbie, I know through the Inghams with Octagonal and Lonro, you had such a great experience with great horses, but do you ever look at her and just say, why the hell are you so good and these other ones aren't?
If we knew, we'd buy more of them.
Yes. Is there a secret? There's a little something that you've gleaned about her that maybe half explains it?
There is a secret. We've been, Debbie and I and all of our people we're involved with, we've never actually bought a slow horse, but we've ended up with quite a few. every time we've bought one at a sale, it's the next fastest thing going, but it just doesn't always work.
No, it doesn't translate that way, does it?
Everything goes well on Saturday, as we expect. Will we see her at Flemington on the final day, do you think?
I think that's up to Mr. Waller.
Did he give you the answer?
Mr. Waller says if she...
He says it's on the table. Mm.
Well, if it's on... Thank you. We know now it's on the table, don't we?
If ever you want to know what's going on with your horse, talk to the media first.
Oh, no, we don't need to do that.
Debbie, Pete, we thank you for leading us into this wonderful ride, because all of you have been so good with the media. We're looking forward to the barrier draw. Who's got that task?
Superstition. Pete has done it twice, and we've done all right, so it's his go again.
Has there ever been a barrier draw that means so little as what Barrier Winks draws in this contest?
Third time lucky.
Pete, Debbie, enjoy the build-up for the entire week. It's going to be something very, very special.
Thank you, and thanks, thank you for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Good on you guys.
Debbie Kapitas and Peter Tai, two of the owners of the best horse in the world.